Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main headlines. The budget meeting at Donegal County Council has faced numerous adjournments across today. Derry Magistrates Court has heard that some case files against a Catholic priest accused of child sex offences are now ready to be sent to the Public Prosecution Service. Taoiseach Simon Harris has been described as a Scrooge in the Dáil in the contents of over October's budget by Deputy Piers Doherty. And Derry and Strabane District Council has issued an appeal for cemetery visitors to use the bins correctly. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport at 5:15. And farming news and views with Chris Massmore after the obituary notices. First up in news, a budget meeting at Donegal County Council has faced numerous adjournments across today. This has been to allow for discussions surrounding proposed increases to commercial rates. Councillors have now received a further two budget drafts with a proposed 2% increase in commercial rates and no increase at all. They'll consider these options now. Ryan Brawley has more from County House Lifford.
The meeting was set to begin this morning at 10 a.m. but faced a two-hour adjournment almost immediately. This was to facilitate meetings between the different parties and council management on the different issues within the draft budget from the meeting on the 21st of November, where a budget failed to pass over disagreements concerning a proposed 5% increase in commercial rates. A second adjournment lasting 30 minutes was then called to allow further meetings between management and members. Following this, some members made representations within the chamber, with Councillor Jerry McMonagall making it clear that Sinn Féin would like to see a draft budget which did not include any increase in commercial rates before they could make a decision. There have been three further adjournments this afternoon. These were to allow the Finance Department within Donegal County Council to draft two further budgets, one with a proposed 2% increase in commercial rates and one which omits an increase altogether. Members are set to receive these new draft budgets and it remains to be seen how business will move forward, as some members are remaining adamant that no increase in rates should take place.
Derry Magistrates Court has heard that some of the case files against a Catholic priest accused of child sex offences are now ready to be sent to the Public Prosecution Service. 58-year-old Edward Gallagher of Orchard Park in Lifford faces one charge of attempted sexual communication with a child between April 2nd and 17th this year. He also faces seven further charges, including inciting a child to engage in sexual activity and causing a child to watch sexual activity. He's additionally charged with possessing indecent images of children. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At today's sitting, the court was told the files in relation to charges of making indecent images to children, distribution of those images, inciting children under 16 to engage in sexual activity and sexual communication with a child that were said to have occurred on April 17th this year are ready to go to the PPS. Gallagher's defence solicitor, Derwin Harvey, told the court that in the case involving charges of possessing indecent images and possessing an extreme pornographic image, the police had all the relevant images and were waiting categorisation. In the final charge involving sexual communication with a child, the solicitor said the files will be ready to go to the PPS within months. Gallagher was further remanded in custody to appear again on December 18th.
Taoiseach Simon Harris is being described as a Scrooge in the Dáil over contents of October's budget. Another row over the cost of living broke out in the Dáil chamber earlier. It comes as new Finance Minister Simon Harris said he would be a sensible Simon over the public purse. Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty is criticising the budget though.
Sensible Simon, I put it to you, how did you break all of these promises? Answer the question. You made pledges to people over and over again. You're taoiseach, you want to be taoiseach in a couple of years. You promised tax cuts every year to workers. There's no tax cuts in this budget here for what you pointed out. You said energy prices would be cheaper under Fine Gael. People have never paid more.
Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan is being urged to commit to the reopening of Donegal Town Courthouse during his upcoming visit to the county. The courthouse has been closed since September following a partial ceiling collapse, which raised health and safety concerns and prompted a full survey by the Office of Public Works. Local councillor Jimmy Brogan says he'll press the minister for assurances that the courthouse will not suffer the same fate as Carndonagh's, which was temporarily closed 6 years ago, but has yet to see any progress. Councillor Brogan added that a clear timeline for repairs and reopening is essential to restore confidence in the local justice system.
We don't want that situation to happen in Donegal Town, where the temporary closure is going to go on for years and years. The Minister, as you said, is going to be in the county now shortly, so as I want a commitment from the Minister when he's here that the courthouse in Donegal Town, is the condition survey is going to happen as quick as possible. Any remediation or any work that's needed will be done as possible, and that the courthouse will be back open and running again as soon as possible.
It also needs to be questioned, though, how can a courthouse, like, you know, especially a building as important as a courthouse, can be left that a ceiling falls in?
Well, them questions have been asked, but unfortunately they haven't been answered. You know, this courthouse was open and open to the public, and as we've all known for years that the courthouse needed a bit of work, but as a councillor, I had no idea that the condition was so bad, you know. Fortunately, I suppose I don't be in the courthouse, but I didn't realise that was the condition. But, like, you know, but I don't know, the OPW have questions answered too as to how they let this happen, like, you know, how they allowed the courthouse to get into such bad state of disrepair, you know.
Derry and Strabane District Council has issued an appeal for cemetery visitors to use the bins correctly. There's been instances where soil and garden debris have been placed in the waste containers, making them difficult to empty. As a result, delays and overflows have occurred, with rubbish sometimes ending up on graves. The council's asking for a community-wide effort to ensure a peaceful and dignified resting place for all. A private member's bill is to be moved in the Assembly at Stormont, calling for regional balance across Northern Ireland. Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin has been given leave to have the bill drafted and moved. She told the Assembly this week that while her focus is on Derry and the North West, she's also pressing issues for other areas outside of Belfast. Ms McLaughlin says of the 19 new businesses brought in by Invest NI over the past year, none of them came to Derry. She told the Assembly there must be action to ensure regional balance is achieved.
I want to speak about the challenges facing Derry and the wider North West, but also the reality shared by other areas right across Northern Ireland, places like Causeway Coast and Glens and Fermanagh and Omagh. These communities all lag the Northern Ireland average across a range of outcomes, from health, from employment, to education and connectivity. And I won't go into any of the statistics at the moment, but they are having real damaging consequences for people's everyday lives. They are the workers struggling to get their jobs, to get to their jobs because of transport options are limited or unreliable. They are the young people from Derry to Ballymoney to Enniskillen who feel that they must leave home to build a future. And they are the children learning in classrooms, and I'm glad that the Education Minister is here, with fewer resources or buildings that have seen better days, and many of them are in my constituency. These gaps in opportunity shapes a person's outcome, their choices and their life chances, and they are not the result of bad luck. They are the result of political ineptitude that has happened in this place for decades.
Ireland's key fishing organisations met with the Taoiseach yesterday, seeking strong government support ahead of next week's EU Fisheries Council meeting. The Seafood Ireland Alliance warned that a new scientific advice could trigger quota cuts, potentially costing the industry up to €200 million and hitting coastal towns such as Killybegs particularly hard. In response, the Taoiseach and attending fisheries ministers pledged to advocate for the invocation of the Hague preference, a mechanism that could allow Ireland to claim additional quota shares from other EU countries. Despite the commitment, A. O'Donnell, the CEO of the Irish Fish Processors Organisation, cautioned that securing the quotas will be a tough challenge, describing the negotiations as an uphill battle.
For the first time ever, we have resistance from a number of member states to the invoking of the preferences, because the cushion that we will receive under those preferences will affect the other member states, and that they have to transfer quota to us. As a result of this, it's an uphill struggle, but at least we are aligned in terms of our objectives between ourselves and the department and the Taoiseach himself on a cross-party basis.
And in the case that the Hague preference doesn't go ahead, I suppose, what will be the plan of action then?
Well, we've clearly outlined what the challenges are. We've clearly described the impacts of the quota cuts. We've clearly shown the impacts or the mitigation of that by invoking the Hague preferences. There is still a compelling need for restructuring of the fleet, for example, to make it more effective in terms of consolidation of effort. There's really also a push to look at a financial framework for the entire value chain from catching to processing to onshore facilities. These were discussed in some detail, and this is something that we have to come back to again.
A Vatican commission has ruled against allowing women to become deacons. It maintains the Catholic Church's practice of an all-male clergy. The move was backed by a vote of 7-1, and there's a recommendation to carry out further studies on the issue. A recent funding confirmation for Donegal Airport will play a key role in keeping the airlink between Donegal and Dublin up and running. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says with the public service obligation which supports the Dublin link due for renewal in the coming weeks, it's crucial. He's confident that the PSO will be renewed.
There's much needed support for one of the most important pieces of infrastructure in the county. It means that the airport can run as efficiently as possible. I'm a frequent flyer, haven't driven to Dublin since I was re-elected. I use the flight continuously. And of course, we're coming towards the end of this contract now, and hopefully by the 26th of February, a new contract will be in place for the next 3 or 4 years.
Emerald Airlines have been carrying out that Dublin service now for some time. It appears to be working. It appears to be going well. You as a frequent flyer will know that. Are you confident we will see an extension of that, or do you believe there may be another airline coming in?
Well, I do know that Emerald Airlines are applying for the new contract, and I'm not sure if there are any other airlines, but it's vitally important that there's a new contract in place by the 26th of February to ensure that there's a seamless transition from this contract to the next one. Vitally important, but I would feel confident.
We're coming up to 12 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport after these. It's 5:15 here at Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games, and the new Donegal jersey for next season was launched earlier this afternoon as part of a broadcast from Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny. Among the Donegal players in attendance was Kieran Moore. The St Eunan's man feels the game time in the upcoming McKenna Cup at the start of the year will add to their preparations ahead of the league start at Croke Park against Dublin and on to the championship opener against Down.
Never any harm in getting games, you know, they're great, and to have them, I suppose, after Christmas, you know, it's great to get in, get a bit of game time so early. So yeah, it'll definitely be a nice build up to the league as well.
Yeah, and obviously the league campaigns there, Division 1, I'm sure you mentioned targets, you want to be in that, you want to stay in Division 1 for next year and do as well as possible before you get the championship underway. And there's a couple of big games there.
Definitely, they're all big games, you know, there'll be massive battles every day you go out. So look, it's I suppose trying to stay in Division 1 is definitely a priority, you know. There's no easy games in it, as we say, so we'll be taking it game by game and suppose slowly building up towards the championship. And
mentioned the championship, Down at home to get things started. Obviously another target has to be, listen, try one Ulster game. It's never been done before, won an Ulster three times by a Donegal team.
Yeah, look, I suppose it'd be definitely a target. You know, trying to, what we done last year, going back to back was great. You know, it's not easy done, so we're very proud of that. But definitely, again, we'll try push on this year and give it a good rattle.
That's Donegal's Kieran Moore, and there's other pieces available on our website from today's jersey launch. You can go to highlandradio.com and listen to interviews with Sean Patton, Brian McIntyre, and Jared Gilmore. Now, GA clubs risk losing potential players in growing urban areas if it does not provide accessible clubs and facilities. That's according to a new report from the National Demographics Committee launched by the association today. It also found that 78% of GA clubs in rural areas with declining populations. The GAA Ard Corla say that two motions will be added and tabled at the annual Congress in February to combat dwindling player numbers. Cross-channel football. Manchester United will look to move themselves up to fifth in the Premier League table tonight. They host West Ham at Old Trafford, where kick-off is at 8 o'clock. The Hammers arrive 3 points adrift of safety. United boss Ruben Amorim says he's always thought West Ham would have an upturn in form following the appointment of Nuno Espirito Santo. He's guided the Londoners out of the relegation zone since coming in, and Amorim feels Nuno's experience in the top flight means that he'll make his side hard to beat.
We know that he's going to be tough. He's really smart preparing the games, understanding the environment of the game, who has more responsibility. All these things around the game, is really good on that.
Liverpool say Diego Jota will be forever in our hearts on what would have been the forward's 29th birthday. The Portuguese international, who helped the club to the Premier League title last season, died in a car crash in July alongside his brother Andre. The Merseysiders have paid tribute, insisting all their love, thoughts and prayers continue to be with their family and friends. In golf, it was a mixed first day at the Australian Open for world number two Rory McIlroy. He ended one over par after carrying an opening round 72, leaving him seven shots off the lead. Ryan Fox, Carlos Ortiz and Elvis Smiley lead the way there on six under par. To rugby, Angus Bell is set to make his debut for Ulster tomorrow night. The Australian international has been named among the replacements for their Challenge Cup match with Racing in Belfast. Captain Ian Henderson is unavailable due to a back issue, while centre Stuart McCluskey remains sidelined with a groin injury. Andy Farrell admits that Mac Hansen faces a race to be fit for the Six Nations. The Connacht back row had surgery on his foot this week in a bid to resolve an injury that has persisted since the Lions Tour of Australia. Hansen has only played 10 games in the last 2 years. The World Darts Championships will remain at Alexandra Palace until at least 2031. A new five-year deal will see the tournament, which has been held at the venue since 2007, use the larger Great Hall, allowing an extra 70,000 fans to attend. This year's championship begins on the 11th of December, with Luke Littler looking to defend his title. In schools Gaelic games, South West Donegal are back in action in round four of the McCrory Cup this evening. They take on St Michael's College in Enniskillen at Temple Maguire's, and that one starts at 7. Finally, in American football, Downs' Charlie Smith will play his second NFL regular season match this weekend. New Orleans head coach Keelan Moore has confirmed that Smith will remain their first choice place kicker for Sunday's trip to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's your sport for today, Donna Marie. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Ashin.
Having a look now to the weather forecast. Well, scattered showers this evening and tonight, possibly heavy with lowest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees. There's a chance of frost in places and southerly winds will start to increase towards morning. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at the main stories. The budget meeting at Donegal County Council has faced numerous adjournments across today. This has been to allow for discussions surrounding proposed increases to commercial rates. Councillors have now received a further two budget drafts with a proposed 2% increase in commercial rates in one and no increase at all in the other. Derry Magistrates Court has heard that some of the case files against a Catholic priest accused of child sex offences are now ready to be sent to the Public Prosecution Service. 58-year-old Edward Gallagher of Orchard Park in Lifford faces one charge of attempted sexual communication with a child between April 2nd and 17th of this year. Taoiseach Simon Harris has been described as Scrooge in the Dáil over the contents of October's budget. Another row over the cost of living broke out in the Dáil chamber. It comes as the new Finance Minister Simon Harris says he'd be a sensible Simon with the public purse, something which did not bode well with Deputy Piers Doherty. And finally, Derry and Strabane District Council has issued an appeal for cemetery visitors to use the bins correctly. There have been instances where soil and garden debris have been placed in waste containers, making them difficult to empty. As a result, delays and overflows have occurred, with some rubbish ending up on graves. That is all for now. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock. Chris Ashmore has the farming news and views after the obituary notices. The obituary notices this Thursday evening, December 4th. The death has taken place of Tony McGonigal, late of 6 Ivy Park, Prehen and formerly of Ballymacgorry, Strabane. Tony's remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Saturday, a 11:15 for 12 noon Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Trench Road. Interment afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. Family, flowers only please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Friends of Elton McGelvin, Ward 40 or ICU, care of Mr. Peter Nicol, MDEC Unit, Elton McGelvin Hospital. The death has taken place of Teresa Ferry ní Barrett Carnamugga Upper Letterkenny, reposing at the residence of her daughter, Sarah and Gavin Crawford, 54 The Grange, Letterkenny, today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 8 p.m. House private at all other times. Requiem Mass on Saturday at 11 o'clock in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer Society Donegal, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Sarah McCrory, ní Doherty, Cavan na Cór, Ballindrate. Removal from Kelly's funeral home this evening, going to her late residence for wake, reposing all day tomorrow. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlough, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed at clonleyparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patient Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Patrick Pat Devaney, London, formerly of Ray Manor Cunningham, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, until 6 o'clock this evening. Removal to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for reception prayers at 6:30. Reposing overnight for 11 o'clock funeral mass tomorrow, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Burial afterwards in St Columbus Cemetery, Drumahull. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Patrick Pat Deehan, 179, Rurkin Illan, Carrigart. Patrick's remains are reposing at his home with family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral, which will take place tomorrow at 2 o'clock in St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart. Family flowers only, please, with donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Conal McDevitt, Lochderry Duff, Port New, reposing at his home today until rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Conal's Church, Kilcluny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. There will be a shuttle bus in operation from the Dolman Centre, Kilcluny. Conal's funeral mass can be viewed live on Shovlin's Funeral Home Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, I'll be hearing about the Donegal Silage Competition with Arrivo Farm Commercial Specialist Jonathan Smith. But first, given that the festive season is upon us, I thought I'd take a look at the Christmas tree business. Cavan Garden Christmas Tree Farm is located just outside Ballyshannon. It's run by Michael McGarrigle, whose family has been involved in the business for many years. Earlier in the week, I spoke to him to find out more about the Christmas tree business.
Yes, I was always involved in and quite interested in growing things. I've grown vegetables in a fairly commercial way for a number of years. And I had a piece of land which was very steep, and I was always afraid of accidents either with myself or with a young family growing up. And I was buying Christmas trees in at Christmas to sell to the shops, and I got the idea of planting this particular piece of ground in Christmas trees. And that would have been in the very early 80s, and I'm still at it.
And how long does it take for the typical tree to grow?
Well, from seed, and I don't do the initial seed to plant is about a 4-year process, and I would buy in the plants. At that stage, they would have a root ball on them, and they would be approximately 18 inches in height. So I would plant them then, and after about 2 to 3 years, I would have to start, I would be fertilising them each year, but then I would have to start shaping them. And I would get to a 6'3", takes approximately 6 to 7 years. And to get an 8 to 9 foot tree, you're looking at 10 to 11 years. So it's quite a bit of time, but I only plant a sequence, and I would be rolling across the field, and then as I would be harvesting them, I would plant in the same ground again. So the same bit of ground has produced a number of crops for me.
And what type of tree? Is it just one species, or are there a number?
There are a number of species. I grow noble fir, North Mendii, and lodgepole pine. So the noble fir is the one with the best smell from it. All three are grown for the Christmas tree trade right around the country. Large numbers exported because it's a very good place, Ireland, to grow trees. And the three varieties that we grow here are the ones that are least shedding. They will almost shed nothing if they're handled properly, and really the secret of having very few pin drops is to have them, put them up, that the guts of them are in water. And if that is done, we actually put them on display here in our yard. We always have them in water. And they're just like flowers. They're a living organism. You know, Chris, when you bring home a bunch of flowers, they're delivered, first thing that's done with them is the ends are cut off them before they're put in water. Right. Well, the same applies with a tree. If it's cut, and obviously harvesting is cut and lying for a few days before we get it into the yard, and before we would put them on display, then we would cut an inch or so off the bottom of them, and then put them in water, and they'll suck the water up. And it's quite amazing, in the first 24 to 48 hours after you put a 6 or 7 foot tree into water, it will drink maybe up to 2 litres of water. After that, then, it will pick it up much slower. But that's the principle of good, good husbandry of the trees.
And tell me, your customers, are you supplying shops? Are people coming to the yard? Is it a bit of both?
Well, initially, in the early days, I was delivering them to shops and filling stations. But more laterally, then, I developed a yard here at the house and built a reputation. And I have very loyal customers who are coming to me for many, many years now. The children love coming because they can run around the trees and play hide and seek on their parents. And they get involved in getting their say in which tree to take. But yes, it's good fun. I thoroughly enjoy meeting people and chatting to them. It's always that festive feeling. And one of the big joys for people is going and picking a fresh tree and bringing it home and putting it up, and the feel that they've made a big contribution to the festivities. And they, you know, we find that it's, people in more recent years are very conscious of the carbon footprint that's left. And of course, trees are a great store of carbon, and getting them locally is certainly something that I hear spoken about an awful lot of the time, you know, in the yard.
And finally, Michael, what's the demand been like this year?
Demand is brisk, very good, as well as my regulars. I have seen, even at this early stage, seen quite a few new people, and they're all delighted to be able to get a tree locally, and hopefully we'll see them back.
And that was Michael McGarrigle of the Cavan Garden Christmas Tree Farm in Ballyshannon. The always popular Donegal silage competition is up and running again, and big interest expected this year once more. Jonathan Smith, farm commercial specialist with Arrivo, has been telling me more about the different categories and how people can get information and submit their samples at their local homeland stores.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So the Donegal silage competition has been running now for, this is probably a seventh year. Took a break last year. I suppose what we've been trying to do is encourage best practice as regards silage making, and then in turn we're making better feed for our livestock and having better performing animals. There's five different categories. There's a category for dairy farmers, for beef farmers, for sheep farmers. There's a category for round bales as well, and there's a category for new entrants to dairy farming. Now, the category for new entrants, they have to be a new entrant in 24, 25 or starting milk in 2026. And the category for round bales, they have to make all their cut-off silage in round bales, so first cut, second cut or third cut, as long as it's all been made in round bales, we'll accept that for a round bale category.
And the entrants, what do they actually have to do and where do they return their samples to?
Well, they can pick up a silage sampling kit from one of our stores, fill it with silage and then return it. They can contact me and I'll collect the silage sample. Basically, if they get in contact with one of our stores or me, we'll be able to tell them how to get the sample back to us. But if they bring it to one of our stores, we'll send it away to the lab for testing and then they should receive it back probably within a week to 10 days.
So it encourages people to produce the best quality silage that they can. And I suppose the upshot of it all is that there are prizes in the different categories for both first and second.
Every year we've done it now, it's been a voucher for use in one of our stores or for feed. The first prize is €300 and the second prize is €200 for each category. There is an overall winner then, and that winner gets a plaque that says you're the winner of the Donegal Silage competition for that year. And we usually have a big event at the beginning of February, which we're planning to have this year again, and the awards will be at that.
And over the years, has it grown in numbers taking part?
Well, every year we've probably had more samples. I think the last time we done it in 2023, we had about 450 samples. Which is testament to all the people taking part, and there's been good interest in it.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.